live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Oh, wow. I go to talk, and my mic is just dead. And, of course, it's because I'm an idiot and I turned something down I shouldn't have turned down. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider. my name is Mike Chambers. Wow. Okay, second show of the day here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and TruthNet Radio. I was in for John Stadmiller earlier today. And glad to be here as well. Open lines this evening. You know, I was saying this on John's show earlier today. It's been so weird. Every guest I have tried to book this week will either not return a phone call or not respond to an email. It's been crazy. So we've got open lines for you tonight. And I've got an interesting audio clip that I'm going to play for you from a Congressman Gingrey out of Georgia. And he gets a call in. He's on C-SPAN. And a guy calls in and says he's a Republican and talks about the situation with the war and other things. And just the arrogance of this Gingrey, I'm going to play for you. This guy is freaking clueless. I mean, literally is. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to be on the broadcast tonight. Also, the chat room is open as well. You can go to my website at MidnightRidersShow.com, which is updated. MidnightRidersShow.com. And we always have the latest archives there as well. And you can also get the archives at RepublicBroadcasting.org. They're all linked up together the same. And so if you missed a show, you can always pick it up and listen to it. And I know the archives are kind of set up a little strange because of the hour, you know, flipping from one day to the next on the archives. But they're there, so grab a listen to them. And I hope you enjoy them. Pass them out, hand them out to friends, whatever you like. And my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. Feel more than free to drop me an email, a note, feedback, anything about the show you like, don't like. I want to hear from you. So let me know. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. All right. Going to take a quick break here, come back on the other side, and we'll dig into some news and a little talk and you and your calls at 800-313-9443. Back in just a second.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yep. Oh, you know, it's we have a September 11th surprise evidently coming our way. Ladies and gentlemen, an Al Qaeda production. Oh, yes. It's the latest from Osama bin Laden, Intel Studios, in cooperation with Intel Center and Al Sahab, bring you Osama bin Laden, 2007. I guess we're expecting a new Osama video to be put out. I guess they decided to dust the old mothballs off the VHS and create some new stuff for us to scare us all just silly. And so we'll be expecting that on the 11th. And how somebody like Intel Center can know that a video is supposed to be out in, say, like 72 hours to grace us on such and such date, it kind of surprises me. maybe Larry Silverstein will call into the Midnight Rider. Maybe we can get him to say, pull it. Yeah. We'll get Larry to call in and just say, pull it. Yeah. I doubt Larry's going to call into the Midnight Rider. Henry in Connecticut, how are you this evening, sir? It seems like just a few hours ago I was speaking to you earlier in the day.
Yeah, hi, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, how you doing?
Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you great.
Okay, yeah, all right, two things. I want to ask you something after I got off the air, had to do it in New York. You mentioned something, and before we get to that, do you know the name of the band that music you just played? Because I want to pick up that CD. Just what's the name of that band?
Don't Fear the Reaper and who, Manny, what's the name of the band? I can't, right off the top of my head, I can't remember the band.
Well, don't fear you have the album up there, no?
Season Don't Fear the Guys in the chat room, who did the song Don't Fear the Reaper?
Damn.
They'll tell me here in just a second. There's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, because
Art
Bell plays it too, but I just pick it up.
Yeah, that's,
I know,
a,
like
that's
an old, this old song like from the 70s or something.
Yeah, it is, and it just right at you asked and boom. I can't remember, but they'll tell me here in just a second in the chat room because there's a lot of music knowledge people in the chat room that's there. So they should tell me here in just a second. Who did the song Don't Fear the Reaper? Season Don't Fear the Reaper?
I've never heard it.
You want me to look it up? I will look it up, Henry, for you, and if somebody didn't tell me in the chat room here in just a second, just right off the top of my head, I cannot remember who it is.
All right, okay. I'll move on before we get to that.
Okay,
you mentioned something strange to me with New York, because usually anything with globalism, political correctness, multiculturalism, Zionism, anything, New York is pro for it, especially New York City. Now, you told me that there's some law or judge or something that the proposed or either actually passed or something where they will not, the internet suppliers, I think that they will not supply information to the government at all unless they get an order from a judge or unless a person's under arrest, like with some pedophile thing or something, in order for them to, in order for the internet providers to supply information to any government agency. You did say something like that.
Yeah, basically what it was is a judge was asked to re-rule on a previous case regarding the original Patriot Act.
Okay.
And when the Patriot Act was reauthorized and expanded, he was asked to re-rule on, to rule again on it to check the constitutionality of it.
Okay.
And he believed that it violated the Constitution for the internet providers and the telecoms not to be able to tell their customers that there were being checks done on them. And that they couldn't do it without a warrant, basically.
Okay, did the judge actually make that ruling, or he's determining and deciding whether to
He made that ruling. I'm looking for the article here I had earlier. Hang on just a second here.
Henry. Is this a Supreme judge? Like a Supreme state?
No, it's not a Supreme Court judge. It's a federal judge. Judge Victor Marrero.
Right, a federal judge, that's a national judge, okay.
Yeah, it's a federal judge, District Judge Victor Marrero.
Okay.
And kind of scanning through here. Basically, he said that the practice that the FBI was using, first, it violated the Fourth Amendment, and it also violated the First Amendment rights of the telecoms themselves, where the Fourth Amendment rights, violated the customer's right to privacy.
Right. And he made that ruling. Now, this is done this month?
That was done today.
Today, okay.
As in Thursday, yeah.
Now, and that happened in New York City.
That's where the article came from, was New York.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what district he is in.
Okay.
Or where this came
out. Well, if it's a federal judge, okay. Well, he made that ruling. Okay.
Right.
So now, does that mean now that, let's say, if I have an internet provider, Omnivision, what is it? America Online is owned by Illuminati. You can see the pyramid now and all that and that. But, and that's also, by the way, too, America Online is owned by the ADL. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. It is owned by the Anti-Defamation League. But now, does that mean that an internet provider...
Hold on, Henry.
Okay.
Are you saying that the ADL has a huge stock in Time Warner?
Yes. Oh, sure. I could tell you what the Zionist Jewish companies are. Seagram's Bottle Company, the like the Seagram's Ginger Ale and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They are directly were owned and set up by the Anti-Defamation League. Now, they did try to put out a very good-tasting ginger ale, but I boycotted it when I found that out. I take Schweppes.
I've always liked Schweppes. Matter of fact, I prefer Schweppes.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. And Seagram's is not bad, but I don't buy it anymore because I know that. America Online is another, and people don't know that, but it is. Directly to them. I mean, there's other companies that may be owned by different branches of the Illuminati in general, but those two, America Online, which, by the way, did very badly on the stock market and everything else. Matter of fact, some people, they keep trying to push me and other people to take them up. I used to get a lot of solicitations, CDs, and stuff in the mail. They just mail out because they want people to pick them up as the internet provider, et cetera,
right.
And they were doing really bad. And
they were actually a very, at one point in time, they were a pretty decent company. I worked for them back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped listening to their employees, and that became their downfall.
And the stock went down, too.
Yeah, the stock went down. I had stock options with them, Henry, that were as high as $175. The last set I cashed out was at $34 on the way down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you could take options going up or going down, right? Guess it doesn't matter, right?
They handed them out, and once I saw them start to go down every time another set would vest, I cashed them.
Yeah, I'm glad you get rid of them. Get rid of them. You're better off going into commodities, but you have to read certain books on that. Windsor Books is one. You may Google them, that catalog, because they sent the ones from the top traders. And they're not Jewish, by the way. Gold is another. Stocks suck, really. They're not what they were. I mean, they've been manipulating.
No.
I see what they're doing now. Gold is 696 now. Now, I'm curious to see what happens tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, if they're going to hammer it down and do what they did like they do every time gold gets up to 700. They try to lower it, you know, sell whatever reserve of tons that they have, the Rothschild Bank, to bring it down to 640 something or 650. So I'm curious.
Did you get a chance to talk to Robbie about that tonight?
You know, not tonight, but I listen to Robbie a lot. As a matter of fact, that's a good guy to go to for the gold. His
right.
prices are good. Yeah, he knows a lot about that. I did talk to him about that, though, about a few months ago off air on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he
right.
knows what they're doing, too. And it's been going on for several weeks now, 2-3 weeks. They hammer it down to 640-something, 650. Then all of a sudden, within not even 10 days, maybe 14 days, 15 days, it shoots right back up to close to 700. Then they try mm-hmm. to hammer it down again. It's really fascinating. But this
yeah.
thing with New York, what I want to know is this. Where do we go? As far as for now with the judge, does that mean that now an Internet provider cannot provide that information to the FBI or any government unless they get a warrant, or they still can't?
Right. That was
what
my understanding of the article. Now I have not – there was no mention from the U.S. Attorney's Office whether or not they would appeal that ruling. And because they had no comment, so I obviously, if they hadn't, you know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint, if they didn't have, you know, a comment, that they probably don't have a lot to stand on, are probably going to let it, you know, just kind of let it go. But then again, Henry, they're breaking the law right and left anyway, so a judge telling them no is probably not going to stop them.
That's true, but see, the thing you got to understand too is that there's been a lot of cases of things that Giuliani did, and even plus things that Bush did, that when it gets in the courtroom. Okay, they really have no control of it unless that judge really is in their pocket.
Exactly.
Because if that judge chooses, hey, look, this is unconstitutional, I'm throwing this out of court. There were things that Giuliani did with his, I was told, with his welfare reform way back in the, like, in the, you know, a little far further from now, not that long ago, back in the 90s, mm-hmm. the late 90s or so, 2000, that the judge ruled against. There were some things Bush was doing I heard some judges have ruled against. One of them was even on Art Bell, as a matter of fact, a while ago. So, you know, when it gets to that point where there's a case, you know, and you're before a judge with a jury, if the judge, you know, says it's unconstitutional, you know, he's not in their pocket, there's nothing they can really do.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
if you're an individual case.
Yeah. By the way, Henry, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, that's the name it's called. Blue
yeah,
Oyster
Cult.
C-U-L-T-Z,
C-U-L-T, Blue Oyster Cult.
Right,
I appreciate
awesome.
The call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Going to run to a break. Back in just a second here on the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You know, every time I hear that, I keep thinking that they're saying, let go of my ego. I do every time. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to join us here tonight on the Midnight Rider. And I don't know if I mentioned the chat room. The chat room is open. Just go to the website at www.midnightridershow.com. Click on the chat link. And you're in. Matter of fact, Winston Smith just joined us. I'm sure Goldstein will pop in later. But just pick a name, and you're in and you're running. And it's there, and a lot of nice folks that are there, like-minded individuals, talking about freedom, the New World Order, and all of that. Back to this Osama bin Laden stuff. So I guess on the 11th of September, we'll be getting the big, we hate your guts, America, we will kill you, die, Yankee horde video once again. And it's amazing, you know, how they're able to dig this guy up, with these videos coming out. Nobody in the world can find him. There's a $50 million reward out for his head. But yet videos get out, and yet nobody knows how to get to this guy. Uh-huh. He's sneaky, slippery, so slippery. Got that dialysis machine. Maybe they've got a backpack-sized dialysis machine, and he's hiking through the mountains in Pakistan. I doubt that, though. I would imagine he's sharing quality time with worms about 6 feet under. Matter of fact, there was an Egyptian paper who had printed an obituary for him. I think it was in 2002. That said he had died. But all of these videos, they don't show him aging, anything. The only difference in the videos that we've seen is the Fat Bin Laden video, where him and this little supposed mullah were there talking about how great and how grand this was. As a matter of fact, there's an article out by Ed Haas about a month ago over the Muckraker Report, and I'm going to get Ed on about this. That basically what he was saying is this video that was shot was supposed to be part of a, listen to this, sting operation. He and one of his reporters over at the Muckraker Report had worked on this article, and you hear the sting operation all of the time. 1995, Murrah Building bombing, Oklahoma City, sting operation. Gone bad. 1993, World Trade Center bombing, supposed sting operation gone bad. Takes you to 2001, but in 1993, when they had the guys ready to get him in, the informant that they had said, okay, well, let's get the dummy bomb. They said, no, we're going to build a real one, and that's on tape. And had this guy not taped it, we would have never known whatsoever. But now you have this instance of there's this whole team that's supposed to be going over to sting Osama and capture Osama with the making of this video praising what happened on 9/11. Now, I don't know that I buy that totally, but I found it an interesting article nonetheless. And, of course, now in Germany, they've captured others. Oh, man. They've captured others in Germany, Islamic terrorists, planning a massacre in Germany on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Just happened to phone British contacts as they plotted. It has emerged. They plan to strike at German airports and U.S. bases exactly 6 years after hijacked planes plowed into the World Trade Center. The three suspects, two German converts to Islam and a Turk who had undergone military training at Taliban camps in Pakistan, were caught with 750 kilograms of hydrogen peroxide, a chemical easily transferred and transformed into explosives. Several calls to British numbers are said to have been made from mobile telephones linked to two of the men being questioned in Germany. One is said to have been a known member. So, more of this. So be afraid. Everybody be very, very afraid. But so as everybody's there, and you know, really, I think the big threat to New York City is the possibility of a tropical depression hitting that area. I didn't get a chance to really read into the article, but the possibility that one's going to strike New York City next week, in fact. So they may get a lot of rain as they're there for 9/11/07. Luke Rudowski and the We Are Change folks and a bunch of other people I know going up to be there for the 6th anniversary of 9/11, so they may get a whole heck of a lot of rain. I don't know, but hope they took umbrellas, or they're all going to get wet. But no, I mean, this is just the constant thing. Every time something, you know, something goes bad, and you've got no support for the war, you've got this Petraeus report supposed to be coming out on the 15th to talk about the surge in Iraq. You've got Ron Paul just drubbing people last night in the debate. According, matter of fact, even a WorldNet Daily poll today asked who won the debate. Ron Paul lays the smackdown on him, 36.33%. He got 1,358 out of 3,738 votes. Fred Thompson was the next in second place, and he wasn't even at the debate. He got 19.82%. Then Mike Huckabee with 11.13. Tom Tancredo with 9.42. There were stellar performances by several. I just can't pick one winner, 6.9%. Duncan Hunter with 4.49. Rudy Giuliani at 4.39. Mitt Romney at 3.67. John McCain at 2.68. And Sam Brownback bringing up the rear, 1.18%. He got a whole 44 votes out of the 3,700 votes taken. All right. Bottom of the hour break here. Back around the corner, 800-313-9443. The number, back in a minute here. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. I don't want to be like everybody else. No, that's been pretty boring. Be pretty boring. And plus, I get tired of watching Britney videos and Survivor and Dancing with the Stars. Because I can dance. Yeah. Who wants to dance with the stars? You know, that's the strange thing about these reality shows. I mean, is it something that we like seeing people more dysfunctional than us, or are lives that boring that we've got to vicariously live them out through others? Or is it a little bit of both? You know, I mean, people just totally addicted to Survivor. You know, they'll buy their sweaty headbands off of eBay. I mean, shoot, after a sweaty headband's been on somebody's head for 30 days, I ain't buying it. I mean, there's no need to hang it up because the bandana will stand on its own. Not me. No, 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 no. There was a story that came out yesterday, and we briefly touched on it last night, about these nuclear cruise missiles that somehow, instead of being stored, were put onto the wing pylons of a B-52 and flown from an Air Force base in Minot, North Dakota, all the way down to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. And the Air Force is saying that it was just a strange mistake that happened. But there was an article I found earlier today on informationclearinghouse.info by a guy named, by the name of Larry Johnson of the Booman Tribune, or the Boo Man Tribune. Maybe that's a Bin Laden production. Boo, man. Why the hubbub over a B-52 taking off from a B-52 base in Minot, North Dakota, and subsequently landing at a B-52 base in Barksdale, Louisiana? It's like getting excited if you see postal workers in uniform walking out of a post office. And how does someone watching a B-52 land identify the cruise missiles as nukes? Just doesn't make sense. Larry says he called an old friend, a retired B-52 pilot, and asked him, when he told me what he told me offers one compelling case of circumstantial evidence. My buddy, let's call him Jack D. Ripper, reminded me that the only times you put weapons on a plane is when they are on alert or if you're tasked to move the weapons to a specific site. Then he told me something that I had never heard before. Barksdale Air Force Base is being used as a jumping-off point for Middle East operations. Gee, why would we want cruise missile nukes at Barksdale Air Force Base? Can't imagine we would need to use them in Iraq. Why would we want to pre-position nuclear weapons at a base conducting Middle East operations? His final point was to observe that someone on the inside obviously leaked the info that the planes were carrying nukes. A B-52 landing at Barksdale is a non-event. A B-52 landing at nukes, that's something else. Now, maybe there's an innocent explanation for this. I can't think of one. What is certain is that the pilots of this plane did not just make a last-minute decision to strap on some nukes and take them for a joyride. We need some tough questions and clear answers. What the heck is going on? Did someone at Barksdale try to indirectly warn the American people that the Bush administration is staging nukes for Iran? I don't know. But it's a question worth asking. Look, you know, they're talking about a three-day bombing blitz. Where they're saying that they will literally take out the entire Iranian military. Now, if you sit and think about that, if you're making the boast that you'll take out the entire Iranian military, then nuclear weapons would have to be an option. Because, I mean, you can do your shock and awe bombing and all that kind of stuff and strafing and all that kind of stuff, but you're still going to have pieces of the military intact. That's why you do the bombing and the artillery and all that stuff first, is to soften up the opponent so you can attack in force. But if you're making the boast, as Mr. Cheney has, that you will essentially take out the entire Iranian military in a space of 3 days, that can mean only one thing, and that's nuclear weapons, folks. Tactical nukes. And Lord, I hope not. I hope these people are not that stupid and crazy to go through with something like that. But they're going to come, you know, I'm just waiting for the pretext. I'm waiting for the little report that says that they've gone to heavy water as opposed to light water reactors, and now they're doing the big test, and they'll have a bomb out in a month or 6 months. I'm waiting for it. It's coming. Because they really want to attack Iran. And again, it's not because Iran is part of the exorcism of evil. It's because Iran has oil. I was talking to a man a couple of days ago, remember yesterday afternoon on my program, in the afternoon, who was telling me that Iran has only about 10% of its oil reserves have been developed. That in the last 30 years, not much development has gone on in Iran. And so there's a vast amount of oil reserves in Iran that have not even been touched. And you get an opportunity to get your hands on them and think about the power you start to wield. Because remember, this planet, the economies and the industry of all the countries on this earth are fueled by oil. And without oil, things don't run. So essentially what you're able to do is you're able to garner more and more power, and not only do you get filthy, filthy rich, but you determine who eats and who doesn't, essentially. And you determine who's going to be able to make products and who's not. See, remember, all wars are economic in nature. And if a country's not going to be able to get to the oil supplies that they need, they're going to be more apt to attack. I mean, you can look at the Japanese with their plan that they had for attacking the United States. Yamamoto knew that they would have about 6 months to try to totally lock down the Pacific and hope that we would just cower back in San Diego and not do anything. But he knew that if the sleeping giant of this country awoke, they were toast, and he was right. But he knew they had a six-month window to try to secure as many resources as they possibly could. They needed rubber. They needed oil. And they needed the ability to get steel. That's probably one of the reasons why they attacked China. Because we'd been selling them scrap iron and stopped in 1935, which didn't set too well with them, because at that point in time they had the third largest navy in the world. and they had really been eating, had been feeding their oats after defeating the Russians in the early 1900s in the Russo-Japanese War. I mean, they just flat put it to the Ruskies. And so they knew the Yamamoto and the Imperial staff knew they had 6 months. And once the 6 months was over, pretty much to the day, at the Battle of Midway, things that the tide turned. And then you moved on to Guadalcanal, Solomon's, the whole nine yards, boom, all the way to Iwo Jima, then Okinawa, and then POW. Here comes the big nukes, which starts all of this nonsense that we're in today. That there's a possibility that we're going to use nuclear weapons on a country that is no threat to anyone. No threat to a soul, yet we're not ruling out the thought that, hey, because we have to attack them, we feel the need to attack them, the nukes are okay to use. I mean, it's bad enough that we've infected the entire country of Iraq with depleted uranium. But yeah, let's just go ahead and glass parking lot Iran. So there may be more to this, these nukes being moved, more than just a honest little weird mistake. Now, the mistake was that the one had got leaked out. Because if Barksdale Air Force Base is a jumping off point for Middle Eastern operations, boom. You know, it's just... You know, and what that's going to do to our own troops, I mean, depending on the yield of these weapons, and you've got the prevailing winds where that stuff, that radioactive fallout is just going to come our way. It's going to come right over, but then again, they don't care about us at all.
Well, I just want to know...
You're on.
I just want to know where we're going to get the troops to go invade Iran from.
Well, their plan right now is not to invade Iran. It's just to bomb the daylights out of them.
Is that... Are
I think
sure,
your mic is off.
Are we sure that that is the plan?
That from what I've seen so far, there's not enough troops to invade Iran.
I don't think so either. Unless they instill the draft, which I'm just waiting for that.
Well, that's a possibility.
I mean, because they're already taking criminals on moral clauses.
Right.
I don't know if I'm working or not.
Yeah, you're working. You just need to get into it better.
They're already taking criminals on moral clauses.
Right.
So they've already been looking at the fact that they may have to do a draft. I don't know where we'd get the personnel.
Well, tank the economy and you'll have plenty.
Older.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they're pawns in their eyes. Hey, it's a body. You got a gun. Let's go. March forward.
I mean, you know... I was actually discussing this moral clause thing today at lunch because here in our community, there was a girl killed by an ex-military man. She was stabbed by him on Friday. And that brought up the discussion at lunch with my office of military people that are now ex-felons, right? The government right. Taking them and on the moral clauses. And I said, you know, there is nothing scarier. I said, we know a guy. Attempted armed robbery and I think assault and battery on a police officer.
Yeah, it had something to do with a car in reverse and a cop behind it and him with the foot on the gas at a high
rate
of speed.
But here was my point of all this.
Right.
You're going to give these guys guns and you're going to put them in platoons. And you're not going to tell any of these platoon mates that these guys are convicted felons of assault and battery or of what do you call it, armed robbery. You're
right.
Not going to tell them. And then they're going to have to rely on these guys to protect them?
Well,
Oh, my God.
And not to mention the fact they're taking gangbangers. I mean, they've already got a problem with gangs that are stealing weapons. And
yeah.
And the whole nine yards. One in four female soldiers are being raped.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, I mean, I was a military wife in 86 to 88, as you know.
Right.
It was an honor to be in the military. It was an honor to get awards. It was an honor to be on the Army track team and, you know, plow up Pikes Peak every day to compete in all this. It was an honor, and it was an honor to be that military wife.
Yeah.
Now, they're taking anybody.
Yeah, and do you? I mean, if you're sitting on a base, and you're thinking about having somebody over for supper, do you?
Do you? Because they're not telling you it's the don't tell clause, you know. They're not telling you, oh, by the way, this guy was armed robbery about 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, they're not telling you that.
Yeah, I know.
And I just think it's just gone to heck in a handbasket. And I fear that this bombing thing is not going to go well. And because here we are chasing bin Laden for, what, 5 years?
Six.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, since 01, we've been chasing him. And, you know, I don't know. And then you talk to people like my mom. Well, I'd rather fight him over there than over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where is he? You know, where is he?
Yeah. We're fighting them Iraqis because they're involved in 9/11, uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just get very frustrated and... My office is all Republicans, which I am a Republican.
And they consider me just stark raving lunatic liberal.
They do. And
I'm the
really
farthest
not.
Thing from it.
Exactly. You're not at all. And as I was explaining today, I said, you know, you guys are sitting here saying that I'm now getting off on his wild tangents. And I said, here's the deal. The Constitution is not a wild tangent.
Right.
We need to get back to the Constitution. And one of my office staff says, well, how about back to the Bible? I said, well, the Bible really doesn't have anything to do with this. I think if we get back to the Constitution...
Let's start there first.
Then we can go from there.
Right.
And I said, but people who believe in getting back to the Constitution doesn't mean we're militia,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean we're crazed, doesn't mean that we're going to go doing all this crazy stuff. And I said, you know, what do you guys think? These are two Republicans. What do you think about Ron Paul? Well, I don't know who he is. Well, he's a Republican. Oh. Well, you know, that guy that played on that show, he's running.
I said,
Thompson? They said, yeah, he's a senator. And, you know, he's in Hollywood, too. I said, you're going to vote for Thompson? What does he stand for? Well, I don't know, but, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a governor. Oh, my God. So we're going to vote for this guy because he was on a movie.
Right.
And,
well,
and,
hey, you know, he's got star quality, star power.
I mean, that's like Jesse Ventura and Schwarzenegger.
Well, I mean, no, hold on. No, Ventura actually has some ideas.
He did have some ideas, but how many people... Here's my point. I'm going to get to my point quick.
Okay, you got to because we're about to take a break.
How many people look at stars and actually can tell you absolutely everything that they stand for? Not many.
Not any.
Not many. Some of them can tell you what Schwarzenegger stood for or what Ventura did when they were running, but not a lot of them.
Well, Schwarzenegger just stands for the New World Order. I mean, he's a little Nazi.
I know, but look on
got
a
it
local
on his belt.
Level. We have a newscaster as the Oklahoma City mayor.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 people didn't even know what his platform was.
Right.
But it was name recognition.
Because they remembered him from the TV. Yeah, he's
that's
a good
right.
guy. I used to watch him all the time. Yeah,
name recognition,
buddy.
So he's going to do good. He did so good, he wanted to put the North America, what is it?
Yeah,
that highway.
North American
through.
Union, yeah. He wanted all that until we got caught. Oh, I've since changed my mind on that. That's a bad deal. We can't have
I don't
can't
know what I
that.
Was thinking that morning.
Yeah,
I
must have been drunk or on a date rape drug or something. All right, it's about time for a break here. We're going to come back on the other side with more here on the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-313-9443. Both from the United States and Canada, that's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. The website is midnightridershow.com, and let's go back to the phone. Is this the Bullet Man, Larry Silverstein?
Yes, Ed. Thanks for taking my call.
How's therapy?
You know, tough guy, I just wanted to tell you that right now I understand your ratings are higher than my towers in Chicago.
Yes.
But that might change, my friend.
I don't know. Jeff in Canada, how are you doing, buddy?
Very well, man. Very well.
Nice Silverstein, by the way.
Just, I'm just pulling it. I'm just pulling your leg.
Yeah, good job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, pull it. Yeah, interesting that Silverstein would have to go to therapy for the reason he bought the World Trade Centers. Yeah. Okay, Lair. How about five bill?
Interesting alibi that day.
Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, the debate, I watched that last night, and I kind of felt this morning like the Truman Show. I don't know if you remember that movie with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And I felt like, am I living in the Twilight Zone here? Like, I thought I'd have to call your show just to make sure that you're actually real people. Because of the giggling and the inane behavior last night that I experienced and watched on Fox, it just... I said to myself, my God, either people are really insane or they're in just such denial that they can't bring themselves around to looking at the truth when it's just staring at them in the face.
Yeah. So it is kind of a Twilight Zone feeling. I mean, there's and a Truman Show feeling. I mean, all at once, you know, you just sit there and wonder as you go about your daily life, is this real or is this a simulation?
I mean, this is really
the real world, because some of this stuff is so crazy. And yeah, I mean, you've got Rudy Giuliani. They would keep his mic hot. And I think they had others there as well that were doing the laughing that they had mics on. That every time Ron Paul would speak, they just start laughing. I thought, man, this is the most insanely immature thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
It was bizarre. I think that music is very appropriate at this time. You've entered into Washington. A trip through time, space, and no morals.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. I mean, it's absolutely crazily insane. It is indeed the Twilight Zone.
And yet, you and our listeners are led to believe that we are mentally unbalanced because we believe that the Earth is indeed round and it's not flat.
Right.
And that 9/11 was indeed an inside job.
Yeah.
I like the way your host put it a while ago about 9/11. He said, I'm not really concerned if it's really George Bush or Cheney or not. I think that 9/11, it begs the question to go even deeper than that. And I thought, you know what, that's true. You know, why stop at George W. and Dick Cheney and all of this and go deeper into the story and start doing more research, Jeff? And that's a good point, you know, because I did get sort of a little bit locked into
right.
It's Dick Cheney and it's George W. Bush. I want to remind the callers too that Canada was playing a role in 9/11 that day, because we have a Canadian general in NORAD with you, standing right next to you that day.
Yeah,
so Canada was complicit in those drills as well. So Canada doesn't get off the hook in this like they'd like to think they do.
Yeah, good point, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Got to take a break.
Have a great night, Mike.
Thank you. You too. Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.